That's a huge stigma with recovery. How many people use the word trauma? Those of you in therapy, does your therapist talk about trauma? Do they acknowledge it? Do you guys work on it? You know, it's so hard to be real in a world full of fake. It's all about image and facade and money and looks and power and status and prestige. There's nothing going on with heart and soul. We just become this corporate, sellout, retail, fake, phony existence. We put more energy into portraying an image than we do to being authentic. And that's a real difficult part with recovery, is you are looking at this constant mirror of obtaining perfection and money and status, and you feel worthless inside. That just compounds it 1,000 times over. You're looking at all of these images and these products and this, the way people are living, and it's so far out of our reality. But that's the goal, right? We're born, we're raised. Don't let anybody get over on you. You get ahead at all costs. Greed and money and power. Forget everything else. You got to make it. What's making it? The house with the acre yard, 4-car garage, Rolex, $2,000 suits. You know how many people are filled with shame that are chasing that? See, there was a part of me that always knew that wasn't real. But I chased it really, really hard. And getting to the point where I'm too fucking old and tired to be chasing anything anymore. You know, I had lost everything financially, business, money, home, cars, life savings. I knew I didn't have the energy to get it back, to work as hard as I did. I was on a mission to get ahead because I was so filled with shame that I had to paint it over with status and money and possessions, and nothing was going to stop me. And I got there for a little while. And I'll never forget pouring out this pile of cash that we had made between Thanksgiving and Christmas on the living room floor. And for about 10 seconds, I was proud and happy. And then the first thing that came into my head was, well, you're going to have to do way more than this next year. Like, when does it end? When do we stop chasing an illusion? You know, for me to have to admit defeats and failures and the emotional depths that I have gotten to goes against everything that feels right. That it has been so difficult exposing myself in the way that I have, because that's a failure. Where I came from and the society we live in, admitting you are not all that is like feeling like a failure, because I didn't live up to that image in my head, the image that has been built around me. So a lot of the struggle with recovery is letting go of that image and becoming okay with not being that. And that's so difficult, especially with social media. You are slammed in the face with beauty and riches and money and status. And if you don't have it, see, if 99.9% of the world is portraying this image, and we're in the 0.1%, we're going to feel like outsiders. We're going to feel like we don't belong. See, I'd rather not chase that anymore. And putting on the brakes and stop chasing that and admitting that I don't have the energy to do it anymore, in a way felt like defeat. Becoming okay with not being part of that system, without trying to obtain that status, without using all of that energy to put up that facade, that's where peace starts to live. So I don't have to worry about what people think anymore, for the most part. I mean, I still do, obviously. You always will if you're human, but I was looking at my situation when I hit bottom financially. And I don't know how people were looking at me, but I thought they were looking at me the same way I did. And I was in a mad scramble to find something to hang my hat on, to go look at me. But I couldn't do it anymore. I had to become somebody completely different than what I was. And what I was a lie. Chasing an illusion and a fantasy that does not exist. CEOs of company, millionaires, billionaires, powerful men and women, they're just as shame-filled as this addict speaking now. They just harnessed it in a different way. See, that's not life. Like, you think about 300, as little as 300 years ago, it was just people on farms existing. We didn't have any society mirrors. Like, you didn't go over to the Johnson's farm and go, wow, that's a really nice mule. I'm feeling pretty shameful that I can't afford a mule that nice. I mean, it just didn't happen. People were worried about surviving and living and raising a family. See, we were worried about our own yard. We were tending to our own garden. Now everybody's looking over the fence at everybody else. Everybody's trying to build this beautiful garden so everybody can be envious and look at it. And if my garden is beautiful and people think it's wonderful and they look at me in the way, they look at my garden the way I need them to look at it, I'm going to feel better about myself. No, you're not. Nothing outside of us is going to give us what we need on the inside. Being you is going to want to come out at some point, somewhere along the line. I remember when I was younger, I made some really poor career choices. I wouldn't even call them career, just missteps. But I had a passion for them, and like it really burned inside of me, and I needed to get it out of my system. And I'm glad I did those things, but there are other things that I did not because of the pushback I got from the people around me. You see, it scared them because I wasn't going along with what everybody else was doing. And they had to look at their own issues, the unlived life that they had. See, shame rolls downhill. You're going to transfer your shame to people who are weaker than you. If you're not strong enough to stand up for who you are and what you believe, you're going to fall into shame. And words that aren't spoken are shame and trauma. Like, it's just not. Nobody discusses it. Nobody talks about it. Nobody really explores it. There's very few people. But it's real, and it's at the core. And we're not allowed to be individuals in this society. People who are not going with the grain are completely called out, and there's a spotlight on them. And they have to be strong to handle it. Otherwise, they're labeled as troublemakers and, you know, rebels and outcasts. And who the fuck wants to wear that badge when you're trying to figure out who you are? If you're filled with shame, we have to get in touch with the shame We have to understand what the shame is, and we have to look at it. You see, not having a successful business or a career that paid a lot of money, not wearing the right clothes, like going against that, it's not like I could just turn around one day and just rip off the false self I've been living and, you know, find me underneath. That's too painful. That's exposing yourself too fast, too soon. We do it a little at a time, but we have to look at it. What's really important? You know, I made a list of, you know, what I thought I should be and how I should be versus if I really believed it. Making money and being successful in that area was the only thing that was really, truly important. And it exhausted me. And I made some really shitty decisions trying to get ahead. Weaning off of believing that that was the only way to live was painful, because that chasing that money, I liked how the people around me looked at me. I liked how they talked about me. Go-getter, hustler, as opposed to lazy, loser. See, I don't like those as much. They didn't feel good. When we break that illusion of what society tells us we should be and how we should be living, recovery does get easier. We just have to look through the lies and see what it really is. A bunch of insecure people pretending to be more than they are so that they don't have to feel bad about themselves because they're comparing themselves to everybody around them. Everybody around you doesn't matter. And the only person you need to answer to is you. And as long as you can go to sleep with your integrity at night, you don't need anybody else.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.